Hello everyone, and welcome to our podcast hosted by me. My name is Rizwan, and by my co-host.
My name is Ryan.
And it doesn't really matter what we talk about, because this is Talking Shit Podcast.
Hello Rizwan.
Hello Ryan.
So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the beloved game series of Rizwan's, Half-Life. So if you want to tell everyone what it's like about, like a backstory.
So Half-Life, actually I'm gonna talk about specifically like about Half-Life 2, you know, the second one.
Because
I'm not saying shit about the first Half-Life, you know, it was a great game. It was just, you know, simply out of my generation, you know.
I can't say much because I've never played any of them.
It was like, I don't know, released before I was even born. So, I'm just saying that I didn't play it in the right time. But I did play the second, the second game, the Half-Life 2, in the right time. I was about like 8 years old or seven. And there was a friend of my dad who just, you know, came to our house and brought the game, you know, the disc with the game.
So was your father's friend or even your father played much games, or they didn't?
Well, they did when they were like, I don't know, like 15 years ago or something. Right, they played it. They played like other like, you know, games, but I'm not gonna say that, like, you know, they're much of a gamers or something. It's just casual. But, you know, me myself, I played really a lot when I was, I don't know, 15, 16 years old. But how I like really got into, you know, gaming, it was, you know, because of Half-Life 2. So, as I was saying, you know, that guy, you know, the friend of my dad, he brought that game, installed it on my PC, and he just said, like, you know, don't ask any questions, just play it. And he just, you know, showed me how to, like, move, how to shoot, you know, basic stuff, like what to do in this game.
Is it a PC game only?
Not, you know, as far as I know, it, you know, it's like available on other platforms. It was just me specifically playing on a PC because I just had only PC, you know, back in time. So, as I was saying, when I just first saw this game, like how it looked, how it felt, my mind was blown. I was like, you know, in shock because it felt so realistic. It was so, I don't know, beautiful in terms of graphics that I'm like, you know, my jaw just hit the floor.
What age was you at this point when you were introduced?
Say again?
What age were you at that point?
I was about 8 years old.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, like I was a kid. So this is why I got, you know, into shock so, like, easily. But it wasn't just me. The game itself was really great. And, you know, like, it has the biggest community, I guess, in other, like, Half-Life, you know, franchise games. So this is kind of proves that this game, like, really good. So, yeah, it looked really realistic. It has, like, some kind of physics engine, you know. So you could, like, you know, grab some things and throw it away. Like, you could, you know, grab the box, put it somewhere else, and, you know, like, interact with it, with things on the location. You could actually, like, let's say, pick up the flammable barrel, put it somewhere, and, like, shoot it, and it would, like, blow nearby the enemies, so enemies would, like, you know, they would be not just killed by the, you know, explosion, they would, you know, go fly away, because it has like, you know, even bodies of the NPCs, they have like physics model. Yeah. So yeah, they can, yeah, like, I believe it's called ragdoll, you know, model. So all the things I just saw and I'm like, what the fuck? Is this even happening? Is this even real? You know, like, yeah, I played Half-Life 1, but there wasn't anything even near for this interaction. Sorry, guys, we just had to take a little break. So where was I?
So, yeah, Roshan, carry on. Background of Half-Life then, I guess.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, I was shocked with the graphics, with the, you know, physics model, with the ragdoll, you know, and even the guns, you know, like the, you know, the weapons, they felt extremely, you know, realistic because, you know, the sound design, the impact, everything was like just, you know, in the right place in this game. And I'm like, wow, it felt really good. Yeah. So actually, I was comparing it to the first Half-Life. So as I was saying, in the first Half-Life, when I was playing it, you know, I didn't have any of the things, you know, none, just none. But still, you know, the first Half-Life was the game of the generation, like, you know. What I mean is, yeah, this game came up with some new ideas, with some new, like, innovations back in time.
Yeah, but was it quite popular amongst your friends?
Among my friends, yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. But, the you know, the second one, the Half-Life 2, I like, you know, so, you know, the way much more, I don't know how to say, because... even my friends did play it like back in 2007, 2008. You know, extremely good times. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think I was like 9 years old or something like that around that time.
No, you're like, you were a bit like older, but anyways. So in 2007, in 2008, I like first played that game. And since then, I remember almost everything that happened in this game. I like remember how G-Man, like the character from the game, you know, woke up. I mean, he like he wakes up us, you know, the Gordon Freeman, the main protagonist, and he saves some.
Wait, you said Gordon Freeman?
Yeah, like. I don't know how to say when someone is waking up the another guy, another person.
No, I'm just saying it sounds similar to Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, well, yeah. There is some, you know, like analog. All right, so Gordon Freeman is like the main protagonist of this game. That's his name. And he's been in stasis. It's like he's been sleeping for the rest, for the last 20 years. Since the first Half-Life. Yeah. So I don't remember anything that was, you know, leading to this end from the, you know, first Half-Life. You know, it ended on the the point when we, like, you know, kill the boss, which is like a Nihilant or whatever he's called. He's been from another dimension, you know, like the parallel universe. He's been from that place. We went there, killed him, and, you know, came back. And, you know, G-Man like caught us somehow, and like he offered us a job.
Yeah,
I mean, to Gordon Freeman. So like, Gordon Freeman apparently, you know, agreed on his terms. And G-Man, you know, put him into stasis, you know, the sleeping coming kind of for the next 20 years.
Like some sort of like coma.
Yeah, some sort of, yeah. So so within this 20 years, while Gordon Freeman was sleeping,
some alien organization called Combine, you know, invaded, like, I don't know, like Combine attacked the Earth and invaded it within like 7 hours. It's even called 7 hour war. Yeah, so this organization, you know, invaded the Earth. And when we like wake up in Half-Life 2, we see the world after this invasion. We see the world, how it changed, how people live, and how like everything is going on, you know, in here. Actually, we are waking up in a train, like we're going to the some city called City 17, like its actual name. We just got into the railway station, and we like going out of the train and see all those people. There's like flying devices, like they can photograph you, like stalking you, you know, following you. They can, like they're flying. It's like a, you know, CCTV, but it's not just installed somewhere. It's like actually flying and seeing everything that, you know, is going on. So it basically means that this organization, which invaded the Earth, has eyes everywhere. And this like, yo, it feels like 1984, you know, the novel. Thanks. So it really felt like this. And, you know, I just, you know, go further and see all those people. And, you know, they're being interrogated. They're being beaten up and even killed by civil protection. Civil protection is like a police in this world, in this universe. They're like really violent at this point. Because it's not about like criminals or like doing something against the law. So, but, you know, if someone did something that, you know, the civil protection didn't like, you know, the civil protection can kill you easily. It's just, you know, it's like how this world works in Half-Life 2. And, you know, you just going out of this, you know, station, railway station, and you see the city itself, and you see the, like, you know, the tall building, you know, going straight to the, you know, to the sky. It's actually, you can see, you can't see the top of this building because it's like in the clouds, you know, like it's hiding in the clouds. It's so tall that it's going into the clouds in the sky. And like, and this place looks like Eastern Europe, sorry, or like Soviet Union. Like there is a, I don't know the word, you know, help me out here. Architecture, right? Architecture looks like it's, you know, Eastern Europe. And I'm like, wow, why it feels so, I don't know, familiar, similar to me. When I was 8, because, you know, I got used to see, you know, this kind of architecture. And I'm like, wow, it feels like I've been here
before.
Before. So I'm like, yo. So this game is about, like, the story goes from, like, you're no one. You're just Gordon Freeman. Yeah, you've been like, you know, famous back in the Black Mesa. Black Mesa is actually the laboratory when, you know, the shit happened in the first Half-Life, you know, the cascade and, you know, like scientists accidentally opened the portal to the parallel universe. And there was a alien invasion from that, you know, dimension. But I didn't think that, you know, after we killed the boss, you know, the Nihiland, and we like actually sealed off the portal, there would be like an alien invasion within this 20 years. Like nothing was leading to this. And, you know, after 20 years, we see this shit, like people living in the dust, living in, you know, in their own shit. Like, there is no happiness in here. Like everything under control, under this, you know, restrictions, strict control, and you're feeling sad about it.
Yeah, so in this game, are there like a lot of like moments where you like didn't expect certain things to happen, or there's not many of those at all?
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah. I wasn't expecting this to see in a continuation of this game, because the first game was like the classic shooter in a laboratory, like, you know, so you like kill the aliens.
So then, are they like related to each other? Is like the second story related to the first story of the game, or not at all?
Yes, it's related, but I don't know how to say. There is no straight continuation because of this, you know, time skip. Like it's been 20 years and everything has changed. This is why, you know, like, there's no like signs of the first Half-Life in this game. Like everything changed in you, like, and it's almost like, you know, feels like the new game, you know, the independent game in here. Yeah, so Half-Life 2, as I said, it goes from like being a scientist who just woke up to the man in the HEV suit. It's like a suit, you know, which made for scientists who work with radioactive things, you know, like it's like your protection from radioactive things. And you're like wearing it, you know, well, you carry a gun.
Is it kind of like, was it Chernobyl?
No, it's, you know, this suit was made in a laboratory back in Black Mesa. So this is why it looks like, you know, something about Chernobyl, because
radioactive. So
They were working with radioactive crystals, in the laboratory in the first game. And one of these crystals was the reason why the portal opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't an accident way, because they didn't want to, like, So it's like a symbol of this game, right? Like this costume, like,
yeah. Yeah, one question I was going to ask, is there, is this just a game, or there's also different, like, books and films, or there's not so much?
I guess there's not so much beside the games, because, you know, never heard about it. The official,
That are probably like fan made, but not like official.
That's right. Because I've seen some trailers, like it's a movie about Half-Life, but it looks like a fan made.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, in the very end, you got into the Citadel. Like I mentioned it, you know, about it earlier, like, you know, tall building, you know, going straight to the sky. You got into this, you know, Citadel. Yeah. And actually, you don't kill the boss in the first Half-Life 2, because there is also episodes in of the Half-Life 2. Like there is Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and Episode 2.
Wait, are these different parts of the game?
Different parts of the game. So Half-Life 2, it ends on the explosion.
No, what I'm saying is, do you know when you buy the game, is it like, is it just one disc, or you've got to buy part one disc, a part two disc?
No. Hold on. Half-Life 2 released in 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Episode 1 was released in 2006. And Episode 2 in 2007, they were like add-ons, right? Like straight continuation of the previous game. Yeah,
I got it.
But not the new part. Yeah. Like it's not a Half-Life 3, because you know, everyone has been waiting for the Half-Life 3. You know, for the rest of for the last for the last of the, I don't know. Yeah.
14 years, I guess. Do you know this game? Is it like based off anything, like a book or a film or another game? Or you don't know?
No, no. Actually, as far as I know, it's like an independent project, which you know was made like out of nothing by Valve. Yeah, it's like a company.
Yeah, okay.
So, as I was saying, the gameplay of this game is really like mind blowing. I remember almost everything when I was a kid, like, you know, like I put the box in the right place before the fence so I can jump over the fence, you know, and like there's like a lot of ways to solve some puzzles, you know, along the way in this game. Like there would be a many, like many obstacles on your way. Let's say like there would be a like fence, like I don't know how to say, like bars, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta put, you know, one box and another box up on it so you can like jump over them and eventually jump over the fence. Or you can like, I don't know, let's say there is a gravity gun, actually. The gun which you can, you know, grab something really heavy and throw it away with really like strong impact, if you know what I mean. Like you can, you know, grab rock, you know, piece of rock and actually like almost shoot it to another enemy. So that rock, even though it's not a weapon, can kill the enemy, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like you just throw the, you know, the rock and he's like, you know,
dead.
Dead. And there is like saw, you know, the saw is like, you know, to like it's circle. So circle, I don't know how, whatever it's called. Like, you can, you know, grab that thing with your gravity gun and throw it to the enemy, to zombies, and they would be like, you know, butchered into pieces. By this I'm like,
was it quite gruesome then?
This game is violent. There is a, you know, in the very beginning, you don't, it doesn't seem to be this way in the very beginning, but you know, after a couple chapters in this game, you see the like, the location, actually, like the whole chapter, like whatever it's called, called Ravenholm, and this Ravenholm was actually like attacked by biological weapon by Combine is an organization that invaded the Earth. So what is biological weapon, like what I mean by this, there is head crops that can actually, like, you know, jump upon you, upon your head, and take control over you. You know what I mean? Like, you could, you know, be turned into the zombie by this head crop. You know, any people. So this place, this Ravenholm, like a mining city, small town, not city. You know, it's full of zombies. Because this place was like really, you know.
Yeah.
It was shot by this, you know, it looks like a missile. But inside there is like three or more head crabs that going out and just starting attacking people. So this is how people
So like, what exactly are these head crabs?
I can send you a picture later on, but they look like a, like actual crab. Yeah, like you know, the animal, but it's alien actually. Yeah, it's not from the Earth. It's like a parasite. That, you know, going, you know, straight to your brain.
I don't know why it just kind of reminds me. Do you know when we watched, not Uncharted, the other game that's made by the same company, when the heads are like on fire?
I guess I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that game, whatever it's called, I'm forgetting the name.
Yeah, yeah, so those head crops, they're actually sitting on your head. Yeah,
yeah.
It looks a bit off
for me. Yeah. But yeah, eventually you get used to them and you like actually see them as zombies. And you like, like they're pretty slow, but there is a, like the fast ones.
Yeah.
And they're pretty dangerous. Yeah. So they're, you know, firstly, they appear in this small town in Ravenholm, the fast zombies. They actually can, you know, do some parkour, like, you know, jumping over the roofs, you know, things like that, or climbing up to the building.
Yeah.
So they can reach you almost anywhere. So there's no way to hide, you know, from them. So you can just gotta, you know, fight against them during the battle.
Yeah.
And so in this Ravenholm, there is only one survivor. His name is Pastor Grigori.
Is he an actual pastor?
Well, I guess he used to be before the attack.
Yeah.
After the attack, when everyone around him has been turned into the zombies, he got no choice. But you know, to become a like a, you know, I'm not saying that he's crazy, but he is kind of crazy at this point.
Yeah,
he thinks that everyone around him, his like how it's called when there is a pastor in a church, and there's people coming to him. How those people are called? Don't you know? So like,
not fragment. Maybe there probably is a word, but
something. So, well, anyways, let's say visitors. Okay, just you know, casually. Yeah. So he thinks that all the zombies in this, you know, in this town are his visitors. Like, well, they're or at least there used to be.
Yeah.
When they were like, you know, people.
Normal.
So like, he is even he's killing them, but he's saying that he's sorry, like he's giving his
maybe he thinks he's getting the devil out of them.
Yeah, something like that. Like it's like religious stuff, and it feels like really good. Like it's grim in Ravenholm. It's almost like a night, and like not always, but yeah. When I was like in this location, there was a night.
Yeah,
it's like a game designing.
So what would you say then is your favorite part of the game? Like is in
Ravenholm. Ravenholm 100%. Ravenholm was the most atmospheric, like the grim, the you know, I just like I felt that, you know.
Yeah.
Like everyone in here are zombies, almost, you know, the corpses everywhere.
Yeah. So like for someone to play then Half-Life, the series in general, could they just go to Half-Life 2, or you need to like play from the start to get the point of the
like? You couldn't understand some of it if you play just Half-Life 2, right, and not to play Half-Life 1.
Yeah, I got you.
But there's nothing to you know. Like nothing wrong to play the Half-Life 2.
Yeah. But I mean, I know you do. I don't know if they do this in English, but I know in Russian they have a Igra film, like the film of the game, and you can like sometimes you probably could watch like Half-Life.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do that in English. Well, I haven't really seen it anyway. Maybe there is.
Okay.
But I guess. Yeah, you can watch like some walkthrough or something like this, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess this is all that I wanted to share about because actually, if I wasn't like, you know, short of time right now, I would say more.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm running out of time. So we gotta like stop it here. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you were to recommend, I guess, someone, you just start off right to the beginning because you'll miss some points.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Half-Life 1, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. There is even a modification called Black Mesa with the new graphics.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is there a big difference between the graphics from Half-Life 1 and to wherever the newest?
Well, if it's original Half-Life 1 and you see the Half-Life 2, there is a gap you know, between them, like a really big gap between them.
All right. I got it. Right. So I guess that's going to be the end of today's episode. So I guess whoever's listening, thank you for listening. And me and Rizwan will catch each other, or you lot, next week. So bye, Rizwan.
Bye, Ryan. Bye, everyone.